Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Not sure where that came from. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever's going on in your business, whether it's the one inside your head, the one that you're working and growing, or the one you're trying to get rid of. We've got something you can read or listen to, ask questions, something we can help you with, I promise you. Anywhere from 5 seconds to 3 minutes to 5 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, when you get there. Don't forget to take the poll question. And we got a video, a new video up this week, too, so check all that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Beth Ross. She is a career coach and a professional career advisor. And we're talking about interviewing and resumes and cover letters and things like that. Beth, one of the things that that's coming up a lot right now is that when I or others poll small business owners about what their greatest concern is, of course, everybody wants more business. Everybody wants more sales. But the biggest concern other than that for small business owners is finding qualified people. It's the real concern. And yeah, that's the reason why if you're looking for a job, you really need to be able to focus on why your qualifications will help this company, don't you?
Yes, you do. You have to know what we call your value proposition, and that sounds very esoteric, but all it is what is that unique quality about you that makes you the best candidate over everybody else for this job? And so you need to recognize what your accomplishments are in your background. It's essential for good interviewing.
Well, I promise you, folks, small business owners, Beth, are not hiring. They're hiring people who are not qualified for the assignments they needed less than they've ever done before. I mean, they're just not doing it. They're not. And there was a time when small business owners would hire anybody, but I really have the feeling that they're just saying, you know what, I'm just going to tough it out till I can find the right person. So if you show up and you just try to fog a mirror and you don't have, you know, maybe you actually have the skills, but you haven't found a way to articulate them to either on paper or in person to focus on that one company. You know, I don't think they're going to hire you. I don't think they'll do that just because, let me put it this way. They're not going to work that hard to see how you can fit into their organization. What do you think, Beth?
They can't afford it. Right now, it's all about the bottom line and keeping it on the plus side. And they need to bring on people that can make a valuable contribution from the word go. And then this can be growth and so forth in the position in the company. But you got to prove yourself.
Well, companies at this point in the recovery cycle, Beth, companies have found a way to do their business, to conduct their business with the people that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're adding somebody,
harder,
more than likely they're adding a growth position, and they're just going to keep looking until they find somebody that can fill that, because most people are not all that the growth that they're trying to get is very incremental, and they're just not going to make a bad hiring decision, I think. What do you think?
I believe that is absolutely correct. They're contemplating really carefully. Oh, and they've got a plethora of candidates too. So you, as an applicant, have got to figure out how you're going to make yourself shine above everybody else. And this involves lots of training in the whole skill of interviewing. It's not what it used mm-hmm. to be. Very serious.
What are some other things that you're seeing out there?
Well, right now, we are seeing, you know, it's odd. I know what you're hearing on the TV. I know what you're reading in the newspapers. We all keep up with the economic information. It's semi-okay, but there's some pitfalls along the way. But basically, the people who are coming to me for career transition and career change and so forth and new jobs, they're getting them. And if they follow a good methodology that makes sense in this new world of work, and I really emphasize the new world of work, and I emphasize these words that you're going to be talking about later on your show, the word you're going to be talking about later, change, moving with the speed and ferocity of change, not letting it get so far ahead of you that it's like, ooh, duh, what is happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to say to someone who doesn't have a job, you can get a job. But I have to say that a lot to get the enthusiasm going and so on. But I've got a methodology that's working for people right now, much better than it was this time last year. What else can
we
I
have
say?
The most that's interesting time in my career in the workforce, in the workplace right now, Beth. We have millions of people who don't have a job, and we have millions of job openings that don't have qualified people to fill them.
Right.
I've never seen
now
this happen to this degree in my lifetime.
I know. Something really wrong
it's
with
weird.
The story.
Beth, I got to wrap things up. Folks, go to BethRoss.com. Check out her website. She's got a couple of important white papers that she wants to send you to help you. And you can find those there, too. Thank you, Beth, for being here. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.